These lectures are part of the Great Courses on Tape series. The Great Courses on Tape cover a broad array of university-level disciplines. The lectures in each course are either 30 or 45 minutes long. By listening for less than an hour a day, you can finish even the longest course in just weeks. Browse our catalog or website and imagine how much you could learn if you spent just 30 minutes a day for the next year in the best college classrooms in the world. The lecturers are university professors carefully selected by the teaching company and its customers for intellectual distinction and teaching excellence. The lectures on these tapes are titled The American Civil War. The lecturer is Professor Gary Gallagher. Professor Gallagher is the John L. Now Professor in the History of the American Civil War at the University of Virginia. Before coming to UVA, Professor Gallagher was Professor of History at the Pennsylvania State University. He graduated from Adams State College of Colorado and earned both his master's degree and doctorate in history from the University of Texas at Austin. His research and teaching focus are on the era of the Civil War and Reconstruction. Recognized as one of the top historians of the Civil War, Dr. Gallagher is a prolific author. His books include The Confederate War, Lee and His Generals in War and Memory, and Stephen Dodson Ramsier, Lee's Gallant General. He has also co-authored and edited numerous works on individual battles and campaigns and published over 8 dozen articles in scholarly journals and popular historical magazines. He has received numerous awards for his research and writing, including most recently the Laney Prize for the Best Book on the Civil War, the William Woods Hassler Award for Contributions to Civil War Studies, the Lincoln Prize, and the Fletcher Pratt Award for the Best Nonfiction Book on the Civil War. Professor Gallagher was president of the Association for Preservation of Civil War Sites from 1987 through mid-1994 and has served on the board of directors of the Civil War Trust. Each of Dr. Gallagher's lectures is outlined in the course guide that comes with these tapes. The course guide also includes maps, a glossary, timeline, biographical notes, and bibliography. You might find it useful to review the outlines before and after listening to the lectures. Lecture 37, Cold Harbor to Petersburg.
In our last lecture, we left the Army of Northern Virginia and the Army of the Potomac in the aftermath of their contest at Spotsylvania. Now we'll pick up the Overland Campaign as Ulysses S. Grant continued to press southward toward Richmond. We'll examine the maneuvering and action along the North Anna River in late May 1864, North Anna just south of Spotsylvania. We'll then discuss the Battle of Cold Harbor. We'll analyze Grant's decision to disengage from the Confederates at Cold Harbor, cross the James River, and come up against Petersburg, south of Richmond. And finally, we'll assess the reasons for the Union failure to capture Petersburg in mid-July 1864, one of the great opportunities of the war, which the Army of the Potomac fumbled. But we'll start with a movement to the North Anna line. Following the Army southward from Spotsylvania to the North Anna, I want to spend just a little bit of time on the condition of the respective forces that will set the stage for what we do later. By late May 1864, the soldiers in both of the armies, the vast majority of them, were exhausted. They'd been marching, skirmishing, and engaging in heavy fighting almost continuously since May the 4th, when the Army of the Potomac crossed the Rapidan River and headed into the wilderness of Spotsylvania. This was very unusual in terms of Civil War campaigning because the pattern typically had been for the armies to prepare through the winter for a spring campaign, to begin their campaigning in the spring, campaigning that would result in a battle, often a big battle, but after that battle the armies usually withdrew to refit, to gather themselves, to give their officers a chance to plan their next strategic moves. Then the armies would begin to move again and there'd be another battle, perhaps in the summer or even in the fall. But here, with Grant and Lee in the Overland Campaign, once the armies became engaged,